USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. It's 18 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes. The founder of the Oath Keepers learned the sentence today on his conviction for seditious conspiracy surrounding the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's the longest sentence for anyone prosecuted for their actions on that day in 2021. Rhodes again said he's a political prisoner. Inside the Capitol today, more back and forth on the debt ceiling.
If we default, if we come close to default, there is only one person to blame, and it's Speaker McCarthy.
Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal on the debt ceiling showdown. McCarthy, on the other hand, remains confident.
We will get this done, and we will have a better bill because of it.
Staffers are still talking, but McCarthy will send House members home for the Memorial Day weekend after today. A major credit rating agency is not happy with talk of default. Fitch Ratings says the USA's AAA rating for bonds is in danger of a downgrade if there's not a deal on raising the debt ceiling. The House has passed a bill that will bump fentanyl to a Schedule I drug. The goal is to stop drug makers from avoiding prosecution by making small tweaks in the chemical makeup of their products. Can Ron DeSantis out-Trump Trump? That's what Florida Republican strategist Pete Ghirardelli believes is the Florida governor's best presidential hope.
Right now, he is the alternative to people who like the Trump policies but don't like the personality of Donald Trump.
But a new poll of likely Iowa Republican voters gives Trump a huge lead over DeSantis, 62% to 20%. The Supreme Court's dialing down Uncle Sam's ability to regulate wetlands in a ruling in a case brought by some Idaho homeowners. The court says a federally designated wetland must be connected to a larger body of water. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at a faster pace than expected in the first quarter, 1.3%. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you living your life without any kind of health insurance? If so, you are far from alone. The Federal Reserve says 28% of people asked say they had no health care last year because it was too expensive. That's a 4% increase from 2021. The most skipped kind of health care? Going to the dentist, followed by regular doctor visits and prescription drugs. The Atlantic hurricane season's a week away, and governments from Texas to New Jersey are telling people how to prepare.
I'm going to make sure that federal resources will be there, but it all starts with you and what you do to keep yourself safe so you don't end up getting in harm's way.
Florida Governor Rick Scott's kicking off a hurricane preparedness tour today. He says preparing means having answers to questions like these.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, you have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what's your evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready. A different kind of health concern in the state of Washington. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for a woman who, for more than a year, has refused to get treatment for tuberculosis or to isolate herself. The woman's refused treatment since January of last year. The first warrant was issued 3 months ago, and now word is the woman has disappeared. It's just the third time in 20 years that the health department in the Evergreen State has sought a court order to detain a potentially dangerous patient. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.